From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's been a shakeup in the upper ranks of the Los Angeles Police Department following last week's police clash at an immigration rally in MacArthur Park. Two high-ranking veteran officers who oversaw command operations at the rally have been reassigned. LAPD Chief William Bratton has also taken 60 members of the department's elite Metro unit off the street, pending an investigation. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the department's quick punitive action is not typical of past cases in which the LAPD has come under fire.
Chief Bratton says he's lost confidence in the command structure of LA Central Division and removed two of the department's highest-ranking officers, both with more than 30 years on the force.
I felt at this particular time it's appropriate to have new leadership, and I've taken that action.
Bratton demoted Lieutenant Chief Lee Carter and reassigned Commander Lewis Gray. The men were the top two commanders at MacArthur Park when police moved in to clear the largely peaceful protesters. 150 rubber projectiles were fired into the crowd, and TV news footage showed protesters and reporters being pushed and struck by officers. Bratton says accountability for the incident rests at the top.
I have not been shy about removing people that I felt were not doing the job at a particular time at the command leadership stage of the game. And that's the way I've always operated.
That might be the way Bratton has always operated, but not the LAPD, says Connie Rice, a Los Angeles civil rights lawyer.
In the past, LAPD has been criticized for always going after patrol and sergeants and the lower middle command, but they never hold the top level of command accountable, and there are never any consequences for the top commanders, and Chief Bratton is turning that upside down.
Rice says past chiefs have declared investigations over before the yellow crime tape is even up. She says the structure of Bratton's current investigation is the most thorough she's ever seen. Bob Baker, president of the LAPD union, agrees, but he says the chief and especially city officials should stop making declarations against officers until the investigations are complete.
We get that he's upset, but we need to get an investigation to get the facts. And once we have the facts, then we can basically have an intelligent dialogue about what really happened out there. I think that's only fair.
Baker says it's not fair to rush to judgment based on snippets of TV news video. He says morale is low among the rank and file. But Angelica Salas, executive director of CHIRLA, one of the organizers of the rally, applauds the chief's swift action, although she says Bratton must do more to change the culture of the LAPD.
And to really look and say, well, what are we doing that permitted and that actually said that there was a green light for all these officers to shoot rubber bullets at a sea of peaceful demonstrators and of children.
The investigation into the May Day melee comes just as Bratton is being reviewed for a second term. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says despite the incident, he backs the chief's reappointment.
Make no mistake about it. This chief is doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing his job.
Chief Bratton says he also believes he's doing his job and is confident he will be reappointed for another 5-year term. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.